Welcome back inside the Quicken Loan Studios right here at YSR, the fastest 2 hours in radio. Be sure and connect with us online and at Twitter at eRadioSports, and you can always email the show at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. Well, as promised in tonight's show, we have got a ton of college football talk, especially out of the Big Ten Conference. And for all of our Cornhusker fans, I know you're going to enjoy our next interview with a very special guest. He was an All-American linebacker for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, captain of the 1970 National Championship team. He is the founder of the Nebraska Greats Foundation. Wonderful to have with us Cornhusker great Jerry Murtaugh, who is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. He also has just released his new book, If These Walls Could Talk, Nebraska Cornhusker Stories from the Nebraska Cornhusker Sideline, Locker Room, and Press Box. I know that's a long open. Good evening, Jerry. Nice to have you with us.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you very much.
Well, congratulations on your new book, and obviously the big season, it is finally here. Nebraska is a program with very high standards, and after 2014, a 9-4 record and 5-3 in Big Ten Conference play, I know the Huskers are anxious to get back in the hunt for a title, especially after the program having 7 years of 9 or more wins. What's the biggest question mark facing the Huskers as they open up the season against BYU?
Well, what I hear everybody's talking here about the coaching staff. How are they going to do? How are they going to mold the kids? So I went right to the source. I called Charlie McBride, former great coordinator.
Uh-huh.
I called Barry Alvarez, the former great coach in Wisconsin. They're both friends of mine, and Barry Alvarez played at Nebraska. I asked them about Coach Riley. Quote, they both said, he's a class act, he's a great coach, he'll bring great coaches with him, his style, Nebraska will be back. And when those two said that, I just followed right with them. They ought to know. So I'm excited.
And, you know, obviously you had a legendary career at Nebraska in the 70s. How tough is it, though, for, you know, Husker, not only the fans, but, you know, former players to not even be ranked in the AP poll? I mean, you're talking about Mike Riley. This is a guy that can bring you guys back to the promised land. You're ready to move this program back to the forefront of the national collegiate scene.
Well, you weren't even born, kid, when I was playing ball.
I don't know.
But in 1967 and 1968, with the great Coach Devaney, we went 6-4. They wanted to run the coaches out. They wanted to run us all out. So I've been on that side of the ball. And then 69 and 70, we won a championship in 71. So both sides. So you have to have patience. And it's tough for Nebraska fans. They're winners. They want to win all the time. I do, too. All us old guys get together. We discuss. We get mean and nasty. But then again, we say, hey, there's no place like Nebraska. So we're back in our we back all our sports teams because Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in the country.
Okay, so, Jerry, what are some reasonable expectations for the Huskers in 2015?
I'm not predicting. I don't know. I talked to the offensive line coach. They say we have a lot of work to do. They have a young football team on that offensive line, receivers, DBs, linebackers, everything. So you don't know how these young men are going to react, especially if they're starting to get beat. And then you got to come back. So we'll see how tough they are on both sides of the ball. And, like I said, I just want the best for them, and I'm just going to sit back and watch and root.
Hey, Husker great Jerry Murtaugh is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us. We would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports. You can email the show at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. And remember, you can always listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. We've invited Jerry on our program tonight because he's just released his new book, If These Walls Could Talk, Nebraska Cornhuskers. I promise, Jerry, we're going to talk about that here in just a moment. But I want to ask you, as a former player, I mean, Bo Pelini, I mean, he had reasonable success. I mean, not double-digit wins, but 9 wins last year. Was it time to let him go? Were you ready to see that type of change with Bo Pelini?
Well, personally, yes, it was time. I mean, he was winning ball games and then getting humiliated, and then his antics on the field and off. So it's time to move on. and that we have, and we have Coach Riley. And Coach kind of reminds me of Coach Osborne. Coach Osborne was a receiver coach when I was there. That's right. How old I am. So he has a lot of his mannerisms, and they all learn that from Coach Devaney. You know, Coach sat back. You do your job. If you don't do it, I'll step in. And that's what Coach Riley looks like. Lap my coach's coach. Something goes wrong, I'll step in. So we'll see what happens there. But I did get to see Coach Riley work a room at the Outland Trophy winner.
Mm-hmm.
He was there, and I watched him the whole time in front of the cameras, meeting the kids, the former players. The man's doing everything right that needs to be done in the state of Nebraska.
Hey, Jerry Murtaugh, Husker Great, with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Let's shift gears a bit. Let's talk about your new book, If These Walls Could Talk, Nebraska Cornhuskers, Stories from the Nebraska Cornhuskers Sideline, Locker Room, and Press Box. Unfiltered access inside college football's winningest program over the last half century. Talk about the book and what the readers can anticipate.
Well, the book. Now, this is something I was forced into, basically, by my co-host. I have a radio show here in Omaha.
Nice.
I do, called the Legends Radio Show.
Okay.
My co-host, Jimmy Scheel, is a sports writer by trade.
Uh-huh.
And he approached me and said, let's write a book. And let's get about 15, 20 of the former Huskers, and let's get the locker room stories, the funny things about coaches, the players, all the good things, the bad things. So we did this. I called some guys. I said, give me the good stuff. Give us the real truth. So that's what we did, put this together. I think it's really interesting and funny. I mean, they have 4 years of me, and Coach Devaney and I, we were Irish Catholic. We butted heads. We never liked each other. And there are some stories there. We never got along for 4 years. And great coach, but, you know, you can't love everybody. And him and I had no love for each other.
Well,
so those are the kind of stories you're going to get.
Yes. Your freshman year at Nebraska was 1967, and you do talk a lot about the legendary coach, Bob Devaney. You were talking about, you know, just your relationship with him, and I understand that you really got him chapped when you predicted that national championship for the 1970 season. Indulge all of our listeners. Come on, what did you do?
Well, that's my big mouth. Even my dad. I come from a family of 10, five boys, five girls, and I always had a big mouth. So just before the season, I'm looking around. Our 69 season, we went 9-2. We should have gone 11-0. Most of our players back were sophomores and juniors. So I'm looking around. The reporters come, and it's just before fall camp, and I get a few accolades, and so I open my mouth to the reporters, and they said, how do you think you're going to do? And I said, we're going to win this all. Nobody's going to beat us. We will be national champs. Coach Devaney heard this. He was about 10 yards away. He grabbed Jeff Kinney, and I guess Kinney come over and says, shut up and get out of there now. And they pulled me over, and there we go. Coach started just, he had a few words with me, like, keep your mouth shut. And it was too late. Already did it, but hey, it came true.
Who are some of the player profiles that you highlight in your new book?
Oh, these are some of the great players that they don't write about a lot, like Mike Kennedy. 1965, he was all Big Eight. Now, Mike was Coach Devaney's first recruit out of state Nebraska when Coach Devaney got here in 1962. And some of the great stories we have, you know, the Zach Taylors. And, I mean, just so many guys from so many eras. Guys you don't hear about so much. Offensive linemen, linebackers that didn't get all the accolades. Great one about Mike Caputo, 2-year starter. Nobody said he had ever played for the University of Nebraska. Great stories about everybody. And this is why you need to get the book. I could sit here and go on for hours. I know you're going to get rid of me shortly here because you have a show to do, and I would love to talk forever, but that's get the book, and they'll really enjoy it.
He initiate the walk-on program. That's a big part of the Husker tradition and the culture there. Who initiated that?
Well, I think let's go back further to Coach Jennings, to the other coaches before Coach Devaney. That was already there. A lot of great, great farm boys, and I do mean that with a lot of respect, out in the western part of the state would walk on at Nebraska and make it. So it was here. It's just the radio and TV picked it up and pushed it more with Coach Devaney. And knowing Coach Devaney, he liked that limelight. So he accepted all that, but he knew that it was there, it had been planted, and then they just progressed with all that.
The title of the book is If These Walls Could Talk, Nebraska Cornhuskers, stories from the Nebraska Cornhuskers sideline, locker room, and press box. It's good to hear your voice. And before we close out tonight's interview, tell us a little bit about as far as Nebraska Greats Foundation.
That Pride and Joy, we started this 3 years ago. What we do is help former athletes here in the state of Nebraska, at all the colleges and universities in the state, if they've lettered in a sport and they need medical and emergency needs, they need to go to the NebraskaGreatsFoundation.org and apply. That's what we're here for, to help our former great athletes and women and men in all sports. It is just a 501c3. We're doing everything right. Coach Bear Bryant started this in 1968 down in Alabama. Then it went to the wayside when Coach passed away. And then about 3 years ago, it was presented to me if I would take it, roll with it. And we have. And we have. We've four recipients in the past 3 years. I could name them off, but just go to the website, NebraskaGreatsFoundation.org. And you will see everything there. It is, like I said, I'm very proud of this, and the Husker Nation are backing us 120%. And that's what we're doing. We're helping the memory makers of the state of Nebraska.
Husker great Jerry Murtaugh has been with us for the first time at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We've got your number. The season will be underway next week, and we look so forward to having you back on our program. Thank you so much, Jerry. Congratulations on your new book and all your success.
I appreciate it, and it's been a pleasure to meet you, Kit, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Much more straight ahead tonight, the fastest 2 hours in radio. You stay close.